This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I really shouldn't grab the phone the first thing when I wake up. I don't know if there's some sort of device, Todd, that maybe you could make it like give you a shock if you grab it, you know, and it's been sitting all night or something. I think we could cook up something like that. We'd make a fortune. I think we would. Todd's back, by the way. Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Do you grab your phone first thing when you wake up?
Oh, of course.
You probably sleep with your phone. You probably sleep with it. You
have it. Basically, yeah, it's right there. I mean, yeah. You know, I'm on call and stuff, so.
Today, 4 a.m., because I'm heading west for the Lignite Energy Council event. We're at the Bismarck Event Center today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for a full hour and take your calls next hour. Anybody here will be able to ask him a question. You'll be able to ask him a question. You'll be able to text us one, whatever. Stop by if you like. Come on by. Any and all, welcome. Anyway, so I'm coming out here early this morning. I grabbed my phone, and I see a press release that was sent out, I guess, late yesterday. I don't know when it was put out, but I was seeing it for the first time, from Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And it is the most outrageous, and I mean outrageous, press conference or press release I've ever seen from her. Like, really ridiculous. Like, made me mad. I don't get mad. Do I get mad, Todd? I get fired up. I get fired up, you know.
You get fired up, yes.
I get a little passionate, but I don't get mad. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? This is terrible. This made me mad. I want you to see if you agree or not, because I'm not going to give it a lot of time. And I have it on the Facebook page, the whole press release. But I'll just tease you a little bit and give you an idea of some of the verbiage that's used. First of all, it's a press release meant to try and get some traction for an ad that they've already tried to get traction for that doesn't work. So this is what you do. You got to come up with kind of a over-the-top thing. And then, I know this will surprise Todd. He's going to be shocked. I hope you're sitting down, Todd. But Kent Conrad, the former senator from North Dakota, who coincidentally has a wife that used to be his chief of staff. You'd expect him, right, to criticize Congressman Cramer for having a wife that was a campaign manager, right? That just kind of happens that way. Yeah, my Lord. Anyway, they're paying with campaign cash. It's a good thing. Republicans do it. It's a bad thing. Here's the deal. Donors give to a campaign. They trust the candidate to be smart about the use of those funds, okay? And if they're not, that'll be exposed. Everything's disclosed. You know, it would not be good. So trying to make something out of this is just nothing. But they've been doing that for a while. They have this claim in there that Congressman Cramer was sued for a pay-to-play scandal. Let me just give you the quick 411 on that. Congressman Cramer was guilty of nothing. In fact, a court threw this out. He won in court. So in other words, saying he was sued, they forgot the part that he won. Okay, and then what was he sued for? He was sued for, as Public Service Commission member, taking campaign donations. Something every candidate for everything does, right? And in this case, they were trying to say, well, in a PSC, maybe you shouldn't take it from the industries you regulate, which is to say, you know, hey, you're corrupt. I don't know. But point is, everybody's done it. It was not nothing new by him, but what it was, interestingly enough, is a little ploy by the people behind Measure One. See how this works together? So Measure One would criminalize all this stuff so they could have more of that. But it's exactly what the Measure One folks did by suing him. That's why you need to be aware of Measure One, folks. I'm just telling you. That's 100% the way it is. Swindles, rakes in the big bucks. Political shield, personal profit, desperate measures, extreme lengths, self-serving, unethical career behavior, morally kind of sticky, personal piggy bank, crooked career in politics, and corrupt. Makes me sick to my stomach to do stuff like that. I don't know. I'm mad. But then I found a way to be happy. I did find a way to be happy. And by the way, the person peddling the story, I forgot to tell you, this is the part, Todd, you were going to be able to sniff out. Ken Conrad, as I said, who's done this. Other Democratic campaigns have done this, okay? So it's really crazy for Democrats to criticize this. But they brought Ken Conrad out to make the case against Kevin Cramer over this behavior. Who do you think he was interviewed by, Todd? You want to take any guesses on where the interview took place with maybe a certain brother of a certain candidate for Senate for, on a certain...
Oh, gee. I'll have to think about that one for a while.
You have to, yeah. I'm going to stop letting this stuff bug me, folks. I promise I will. But if you want me to, I'll just shut up about it. But it really just irritates me. There's a new poll out. Several polls, actually. That show Congressman Kevin Cramer with a 10-point lead over Senator Heidi Heitkamp. That's what this is about. She's losing. She's in a horrible position on Brett Kavanaugh and how to vote. So she's losing. If you want another one, you'll love this, Todd. And everybody west of Castleton should love this. So the new polls have come out, right? And they're showing a big lead for Congressman Kevin Cramer over Heidi Heitkamp. So she commissions a poll of pockets in the Red River Valley where she has support and say, see, I have all this support in these, liberal eastern communities, and therefore I'm going to win, and the West doesn't really matter anyway. Oh, I see how that works. Yeah, okay. You know, this is 45% of the population over here, and if I'm leading here, that means I'm going to, which is just, it's like kabuki polling. It doesn't make any sense, but I didn't care for the diss of Western North Dakota myself. So you see why I got a little worked up? You see why I was mad? I'm going to breathe now. And then you can tell me whether or not you think I should be. Here's what I was going to tell you that made me happy, though. It sort of calmed me down on the stuff that was making me mad. Have you seen the poll number on the support that Brett Kavanaugh has? Do you remember the number Donald Trump won North Dakota by? Second highest in the country. I'm sorry, Todd, what did you say?
I was going to say, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's a big margin of victory for Brett Kavanaugh. Margin of victory is not running for anything, but I'm saying support for Brett Kavanaugh among North Dakotans is like game-changing across the U.S., which is another really bad sign for Heidi Heitkamp. Really bad sign. Just is. But it does make me love North Dakota. It does make me love North Dakotans. All this noise, all this back and forth, all this barroom fight that's going on in the Judiciary Committee, and North Dakotans see right through it, support them overwhelmingly. I've not compared it to any other state yet, but I would argue it's obviously up there again, just like Trump was. So thank you. I should have started with the fun stuff, the positive stuff, not the stuff that boils my blood, not that. Okay, I'm better now, Todd. Should we talk about what's coming up on the show?
Yeah, take a deep breath. Have a Snickers. You know how you get.
Yeah, I do. I get like that.
Have a couple of them just to be safe.
Yeah, I can only have one.
King size, not fun size. And whoever named fun size fun, yeah.
Do you ever have something sugary and like it tastes awesome to start, and then about four bites in, it's like too much sugar, you're like kind of almost grossed out? Does that ever happen?
That's why you really shouldn't have that stuff. But yeah. I've been there.
So I sometimes don't even end up finishing the candy bar. I'm like, yeah, especially Reese's. Like, first one is like fabulous. Second one's okay. And, if you got the four pack, I can't do the bottom. Give them to somebody else. Anyway.
That's why they make them in a two-pack. You don't have to buy the whole four.
You're right, but I have that affliction where, if I get two, then I'll want a third. And
that's where Shakur got his name from, as a matter of fact.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. 800-228-0550 is how you tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I do have a question for you. You could text your answers now to Todd. He's back. 226-8503 or me at 367-2054.
I was getting a fair amount of them, which is fine. I never mind that.
Do you have the clip from Donald Trump in Mississippi last night, Todd?
The one on Dr. Ford here? This one here?
Yeah, so here's the question I have for you before you listen to this. Does this offend you? Go ahead and roll that.
Well, trying to.
How did you get home?
He's talking about Dr. Ford.
How did you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. A man's life is shattered. We had another woman just reported by a sleazebag lawyer named Abiate. Sleazebag. Sleazebag. We
Donald Trump last night in Mississippi, laying out the case. Some have said he was mocking her. Do you think he was mocking her there? Or saying what she said. I want your take on that.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Council on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'll take the bell. I don't mind the bell. Kayla Coe just went by here with a big bell, and she threatened to there it is. She threatened to do the ding-a-ling on the bell, and she was holding it. I'm all for the bell. It'd be a great show. What was that show that, let's hear the bell. I'm pro-bell. Yeah. There, see? How about that? That'll wake you right up. Who's the guy that did the Ding-a-Ling show? And he had the bell in the middle on the table, and if somebody said something goofy, he'd say, "You're a ding-a-ling." And played that. I thought that was pretty good. Emailer says, "Scott, my president was spot on last night. As always, makes this deplorable very happy. The Dems can't handle pushback, and the GOP members that are upset about it should be worried about losing their seat. Conservatives are tired of Democrats getting away with murder, and the GOP wonders what happens." Now, just to be clear, I think he means murder figuratively, Todd. I have that on pretty good authority that he doesn't. Never mind. 800-228-0550 with your answer on that one, by the way, to let us know. What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our good friends at MBI Energy. You know, we're looking for truck drivers right now. And let me just say $3,500 bonus. Yeah, just let that simmer around a little bit. I'll come back to that in a second. CDL drivers are in high demand right now. No doubt about that. And there's a high demand for employers that offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and safety-first culture. MBI Energy Services strives to be the employer of choice in the energy industry. Named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. Now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, and super vac drivers. MBI also offering up to $3,500. There it is. Experience driver bonus. Apply online today. MBIEnergyServices.com. And drive our energy economy forward with MBI. All right. A few texts here as well. Not enough computers in front of me, Todd, just so you know.
You need more? I mean, we can run more out there,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, I have one. I have one right now. And one with like 800 tabs. That's
that's what they say. A woman's mind is like a browser with 800 tabs open. So you're apparently like a woman's mind today.
Gail in Frazee, Minnesota. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm wondering about your little Senator Hovind, if he's out there working for us. Is he working on Heidi Heitkamp, or is he working on Amy Klobuchar, or is he just out there saying, "I'm going to vote for Kavanaugh," but not working for us? I'll hang up and let you answer.
So I just want to be clear, when you say working for us, you're saying lobbying, advocating,
yep.
Making the case,
right.
Hey, come along with us on Kavanaugh? See, I don't
he
know
doesn't
that
say that.
Yeah. I just don't know that that works. You know, maybe you got someone that's like Senator Coons from Delaware, right? A Democrat, uh-huh. And Jeff Flake, a Republican, who is
right.
I don't know,
a
just a little on the wimpy side. I'll say to be nice. Those two have a relationship in which one, you know, kind of convinced the other to do something. So I think you're right where you have a relationship, sure. But I think Heidi Heitkamp's listening to Chuck Schumer, and he's going to tell her when she can say yes or no. You know. And
you don't think he has any effect on anyone, then? He should.
Well, like anyone. I say, unless they're friends or something, you know, to help make the case. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about John Hovind. He is tenacious, right? So, Gail, if you're not so sure about something he's sure about, he is going to absolutely make the case 20 ways to Sunday. That's just his nature. He just like, you know, and the smallest things. So it's not like him to shy away from doing it. I just don't think John Hovind is the kind of senator that likes to do a lot of that publicly. You know, he's just going to do what he's going to do without, you know, telling people he's doing it.
Yeah. Might be more of a effect on people, though, if he would speak out, be more aggressive.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'd like him to do that a little more with Senator Heitkamp sometimes.
Right.
You know, when she's voting against North Dakota's interest.
That's a lie. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. It's nice talking to you. Appreciate your take. Leonard wanted to weigh in on the Trump comments we played earlier. Leonard, what do you think? You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys, and good morning, North Dakota. Well, first, I'd like to say, you know, what's wrong with speaking your mind? If you think something's fake or you think someone's lying, it doesn't matter what race, creed, sex they are. If you think it's a lie, you think it's a lie. That's the first thing. Second thing, you know, if you look at this thing, the actual, you know, event that she describes, it wasn't rape. It was misdemeanor assault at best. Statute of limitations gone on that. So you know, it wouldn't be something that could even be investigated even by the local authorities. And the third point I'd like to make about it is, in this Congress and this government, how would that sexual assault or even rape preclude this guy from participating in high office? It certainly hasn't stopped Clinton. It certainly didn't stop, you know, Ted Kennedy. He murdered somebody, and they let him be in government. So
Keith Ellison in Congress and now running for Attorney General of Minnesota. And
Cory Booker's questioning about sexual assault. The dude sexually assaulted his girlfriend.
Yeah, and wrote about it. It is in secondhand account of it. He wrote about it himself. He told the story.
And Hillary Clinton's a rape enabler. I mean, come on. Why don't we listen to Mrs. Broderick on this? You know, I mean, these people are slime. And, you know, when you look at Mr. Kavanaugh, you can see a good man. You can tell a guy by his wife and his kids. They're standing by him. They love him. They care about him. And same with Trump. That's what you should look at, people.
What you describe is quite true, but it reminds me how terrible Republicans are at defending themselves. You know, where the laundry list you just mentioned is on the left, and right now we're sitting here in a fight to defend a good man who's been smeared with people who say, I don't remember, I don't know. I have a story on my Facebook page. It was up on Life Site News last night. Do you remember the whole deal in the hearing about the door, how this all came out because she wanted a second door, and her husband and the carpenter or whoever was doing the work looked at her like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You want a second door? What's the deal? And then she has to explain to her husband, well, this is because of this trauma that's left over from, you know, the early 80s, and I want a second door, so they put a second door in, right? That's the story. LifeSite News says that's not true. The second door was so they could rent out some other room next door.
I mean, you perjured herself because she said, well, I've never, you know, coached anybody on how to pass a lie detector test or how to take a lie detector test. Now it comes out she's done that for an FBI agent. So it's provable at what time this woman took the polygraph test. This, Ford said, I never coached anybody. Well, we know she coached this person. We have a sworn affidavit from her old boyfriend. And said, well, yeah, she did that. So now she's lied in front of Congress. I mean, she won't get nailed for it, but boy, we'll have a congressional meeting on whether or not you took steroids and played in baseball. We'll throw you in jail if you're Martha Stewart. But you're not going to go up to her because you're trying to stop a good man from becoming, you know, who has an impeccable record.
By the way, we have breaking news from Axios this morning. Jeff Flake says Trump's mockery of Ford was appalling. He told NBC Today this morning that there is no time and no place for remarks like that. But to discuss something this sensitive at a political rally is just not right. So he's
saying, "Aren't those just facts?"
Yeah, they were. They were actually walking through exactly what she said to the committee. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Thank you, Galen. We'll get Leonard in here and more from the Leonard's done. We're going to get Galen in here. More from the Lignite Energy Council after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a rally in Mississippi last evening, and now a lawyer for the woman who first accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault is criticizing Trump for some of what he said about her and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford says the president's remarks were a soulless, vicious attack. This morning's ADP jobs report showing the U.S. economy added 230,000 private payroll jobs last month when analysts were expecting 179,000. The government's job report's out tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hard Night Energy Council's full conference happening at the Bismarck Events Center. Be here today for the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us next hour, so we look forward to that conversation as well. Your questions and comments welcome at 800-228-0550. Number of texts that I'm going to have to read in just a little bit here chat about, but I saw one related to Jeff Flake that I just mentioned, and also Brett Kavanaugh and President Trump and what he said at the hearing or at the rally. Texter, yes, Trump should have mocked Dr. Flake. Did you hear the volume of the crowd? It's the loudest it's ever been. Forget Flake. Doing what Trump did last night is the only communication the liberals can understand. All right, so nobody offended there. Galen wants to talk about this from Bismarck. What do you think, Galen?
Just want to say that no, he wasn't mocking her. He was simply saying what many of us out here listening and watching believe. I believe she was not telling the truth. I recorded both her testimony and Dr. and Judge Kavanaugh's, and there were no tears in Dr. Ford's eyes. You know, welling up like when you're really sad about something, ready to cry. I'll first start welling up. I never noticed that in her eyes. Never noticed any tears going down her face. I never noticed her blowing her nose like people do when they're crying or right on the verge. However, I did notice that with Judge Kavanaugh. And with President Trump speaking, those are all true. Those also point to that she's not telling the truth, just like she's afraid to fly, just like with the second front door. Just like with, I don't know how I got there, how I got home. I mean, what he said was the truth. The truth. And with her not ever coaching anybody about taking a polygraph test, more and more of it comes out. At first, I thought the crying, because in my working years, I would work with a lot of people who were sad and angry both. And with the judge, his demeanor, I've seen that many times, that people were hurt so bad and so angry at the same time that this was happening to them.
Yeah, there was interesting body language here. You're right. And I forgot about the polygraph teaching, because there was a report out, I forget from where, saying she had, you know, coached people on how to take a polygraph. Chuck Grassley asked the question. No, it wasn't Chuck Grassley. I think it was the female prosecutor from Arizona asked the question, and have you ever coached anyone with a polygraph test? No. And now it's come out. Her former boyfriend is saying it happened. So I don't know. This whole thing is just unraveling. I think they just, threw a Hail Mary thinking she'd be fine, and it's not so good. It's not so good. It'll be interesting. FBI is supposed to be done today without interviewing her again. They're just going to use her testimony from the Judiciary Committee hearing. So that's interesting, too.
Is there anything left to ask at this point?
Well, I don't know. They wanted an FBI investigation, so they're gonna ask. Anyway, we'll see. The other guy, Mitch McConnell, is on the floor today of the Senate. Did he say they're going to vote again, or did he just say stop moving the goalposts? He'd been saying every day, we're going to vote this week. Just count on it. I assume he didn't give us any bombshells, Todd, right?
Right.
Yeah. They're moving the goalposts. We knew that already. Anyway, as I mentioned, we're at the fall conference of the Lignite Energy Council. Really appreciate what these folks do at the Lignite Energy Council because it's reliable, affordable energy. And, you know, it's easy to take that for granted. But if we didn't have Lignite in North Dakota, we would not have the electricity, you know, rates that we have. That's pretty important. And, of course, it takes a lot of folks to support the industry, including Westcon. Arlen Gardner is here with us. Arlen is the director of Large Project Proposals. How are you, Arlen?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you cut your teeth on small, and then you said, I'll take the large projects now?
Yes, we started way back in the early 80s and went all the way up.
All right, I love it. And what's an example of a large project now?
Well, currently in the state, we're doing some gas processing plants for a couple different midstream suppliers up in the northwest corner. Cryogenic gas plants are some larger projects. Out of state, we've got several plants going throughout the country. The biggest one we have is a plastics plant down in LaPorte, Texas, and that's in excess of a $150 million project for us, so it's getting up there.
And what does Westcon do on these projects?
We're the general contractor, so we'll take care of the process piping, the equipment setting, certain foundations for the projects, but largely we do the equipment setting and the process pipe welding and that.
And how many people do you employ at Westcon?
Currently we have about 1,500. We've kept 1,500 roughly for the last couple of years. We can peak higher and have peaked higher back in, during the oil boom days. We were in excess of 2,000.
1,500 is a lot of employees,
yeah.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, I mean how important is the lignite industry to Westcon?
It is very important. We've worked with the folks up in this state and for years and years, way back in probably the mid late 80s when we first started working for the power people. It's been a very long relationship and we appreciate and value it very much.
So all kinds of things? Are you general on their projects? Are you going in with specialty things? Are you retrofitting? What are you doing for them?
All of the above. We work in all ends of the process. Like I said earlier, most of our work is in welding areas, and we do that for a lot of the folks.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It really is. Beginning to end, somebody calls and says, hey, Arlen, I want to build the gas processing plant. I want to build something for at a coal site. From the first time you talk to them till it's built is how long usually?
Depending on what the project is, we did a lot of work for Basin Electric out in Wyoming with their dry fork station. That whole process took well over a year, start to finish. We only did portions of that. We did not do the whole plant, but it can take anywhere from 6 to 12 to 18 months. Depending on the project size and type.
But that big a project, that's not very long, is it?
No. Most of our jobs are in the 9-12 month range. They get very well engineered up front by the owner, and then we just execute the construction of it. Usually their design, their engineering, their purchasing of large equipment, process equipment, takes quite a bit longer, so the overall duration of the project from their start to finish can be 2 to 3 years. We come in and just do the construction portion of it, and that's usually a much tighter time frame.
Is steel costing you more these days?
It is, and it's very volatile, and it fluctuates up and down quite a bit, mostly up, of course. We find our vendors are not willing to lock into a price for a very long time or a very long duration. They tend to want to be able to change those pricings within days, whereas before we used to be able to keep them for at least 30 days before they would look at a price change.
And obviously that means the cost of projects are more. Is it significant? Is it the deals not happen because of it, or is it the thing where things go up, things go down, and we're in that particular period right now?
No, it's not too bad. It just causes us to negotiate a little bit tougher, a little bit longer with our clients and the vendors. But we can usually, you know, limit that gap with some negotiation discussions with both parties.
Long term, having more of an American steel industry again, is that a good thing for Westcon?
I think it could be a good thing. It's pricing is going to be a little bit of a challenge for all of us to make sure we're competitive. But at the end of the day, it's got to be good for us.
How would you gauge the the economy? You know, and I would imagine that's by how much your phone's ringing and how much projects are actually happening, right? They're
Correct.
Getting the financing and they're coming out of the ground. Obviously, you know, you mentioned you're at 1,500 employees now. You were a little bit higher during the oil boom, so there was that rush. But you know, as you look at the peaks and valleys, where are we at?
I think we're in the middle, kind of where we need to be. Prices are decent right now. They're nothing, and no commodities are extremely high, or none are extremely low and hard to find. So I think we're in pretty good shape. I think it reflects the economy overall is in relatively decent shape.
That's great to hear. Well, it's good to meet you. Arlen Gardner is the director of large project proposals for Westcon. So if you want to build something, build it big, build it good.
You give
Arlen a call and start that conversation. 222-0076. 222-0076. Arlen Gardner from Westcon. Do you guys have new ownership recently?
Yes. A few years back, we were purchased by a European company called Bilfinger. And it's been a good ride for us so far. They brought another level of intelligence to our company, and our next phase of growth is going to be very very beneficial with them on our side. So,
yeah. Interesting. Thanks, Ron. Good chatting with you.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. We're live at the Bismarck Event Center. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here in about 20 minutes. If you have questions or comments for him, a couple of ways you can do that. You can call us, and some folks have already, and left a message, which is 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave a message. Okay. You can also text a question, 701-367-2054. Email a question, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text me, 701-367-2054. You can do that as well. I have to tell you about my friends at Pucklich right now, because they have another great deal. They never disappoint on the deals, I'm here to tell you. They are always incredible. And so our Wednesday Wheels deal for Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City is a 2013 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali. It's a do-everything truck. Aftermarket black rims on it, the powerful Duramax V8 turbo diesel, price to move, which is over 53,000 miles. Oh, my gosh. You won't find a better deal. One of those one-owner local trades. That's all they know there. That's all they know at Pucklich. It's unbelievable. Brand new, this truck would be over $75,000. But if you say, hey, what's on your mind? Scott and Todd, they told me about it. You know, to drop their name. Be a name dropper. You drive it away for $44,360. This, folks, again, 53,000 miles is like new. And new, it's $75,000. So hop online, check it out. 2013 GMC Sierra 2500 HD Denali. The do-everything truck that's loaded up. PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom. 721 West Main in Valley City. They're, of course, in Bismarck, too. Pucklich.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. We're live from the Lignite Energy Council's fall conference in Bismarck on What's on Your Mind. Having a great time with folks here. We're going to meet the keynote speaker for this event coming up next. So stay tuned for that. I think you'll, it's a really inspirational message. Pretty incredible story. Hear about it next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Texter says, thanks for the great interview with Chris Kramer. Senator Heitkamp seems reluctant to come on the air. Was that the word you'd use, Todd? Reluctant? Or it was,
that,
was
that's
it,
a charitable word. Charitable.
Defiant? Defiant?
Take the high road and just call it that.
Yeah. You know, month after month after month after month after month. Before this election, I'm actually going to pull out the last interview we did with her. I think it was during...
the dusted off a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, Senator Heitkamp seems reluctant to come on the air. Yep, will her husband be on air so we can hear directly from him? I don't know. I don't think her husband's done a lot of the campaign stuff, actually. So I don't know that that would be any more well-received. I don't know. I think, actually, we've solved the riddle on why it is that Senator Heitkamp doesn't come on the program, because of the response to the high poll numbers by Congressman Kramer. And doing a separate poll, just picking some pockets in the Red River Valley and saying, well, this is 45% of the population anyway, so we really don't, it doesn't matter what, you know, the West, they're unimportant. So I guess we have a massive audience in the West and massive audience in the East, but, you know, she's got East covered by a family member, so, you know, the heck with the ginormous K-Fire audience, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't reward her for it, though. I'll tell you that. I would not. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. I have lots of energy today, in case you hadn't noticed. A little agitated, too. But I'm getting over it. Todd's been giving me a little therapy. I'm putting in the second door. Everything will be fine. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. What, did I mock her? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Is it factually repeating something that she said? I've got a commercial to read here.
That was stellar.
Yeah.
Hey, don't make me laugh during this thing.
Okay, sorry. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand, and the energy of North Dakota is committed. North Dakota's committed to using the talent and resources wisely here to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right. I promised to get to these texts, didn't I? Scott, I get tired of all these crybabies complaining about Trump and how he was mean to Ford. Again, why was Trump elected? He is saying what we all truly think. Because we can't say, because of many different reasons, like your job and friends, etc., Trump is our megaphone, a man with guts. Yeah, Trump actually is, I agree completely with that. I think that Trump says what everybody else is thinking, and that's why they vote for him. Another says, unless the FBI investigation included a complete search of the Kavanaugh accusers and their lawyers for a George Soros connection, the investigation was a worthless sham. From Dave in Southern South Dakota, listening on iHeartRadio. See, there's another way you can listen. Download that iHeart app. The apps are great. Take it everywhere. Mocking or not, it doesn't help his image, said somebody else. but do you think anybody watched that last night and didn't think, well, that's what Donald Trump does? That's just Donald Trump's style. He's entertaining that crowd in a way. He's informing them, but he's also entertaining them. That's, you know, I when I heard it, I laughed because it was funny. But there was a part of me that said, I'm not sure I'd do that right in the middle of this very precious, tenacious, challenging week. Right? Let's get through this, and then fine when it's behind us. But it's not that big a deal. Texter from Minot says, didn't you radical Republicans accuse Barack Hussein Obama of being in continuous campaign mode? Of course you did. But now it's just ducky. Yeah. All right. President Trump was doubling down on facts that Dr. Ford actually testified to, says another listener. The president has to defend Kavanaugh because, in my opinion, the other Republicans are not doing enough. You sense a pattern here, folks? Dr. Ford's story is falling apart, but the news will not report that.
You think Brett Kavanaugh drives a Ford?
I have no idea. Why do you ask that? I don't get it.
The irony. Dr. Ford? I don't think he wants to see that name on anything, you know.
I get it.
Keep up with me, will you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, way behind. I was thinking, you know, Kavanaugh Ford. I don't get it. Now I get it.
Gosh, thanks.
Yeah, I don't think he will drive a vehicle that says California Professor on it either, probably anytime soon. Only in North Dakota, says another texter, would the county auditor send out an absentee ballot, not first class, and not able to forward in the system, meaning this mail would be sent to the shredder if it was a bad address or a forward. Nice. All right. We'll have to ask what the deal is there. That's Burley County Auditor. I don't know if it's done that way everywhere, but thank you for sharing. I love our listeners. It doesn't offend me, but as Ben Shapiro would say, this is bad Trump. Bad Trump. There's good Trump and bad Trump. Ben Shapiro has one foot in the swamps. He, so he's got to be careful. And he gets a lot of big checks from people in the swamp. So he doesn't, you know, he's only going to succeed in torpedoing his candidate's chances as the media is going to jump all over this. Oh, boy. Adam's not, we got a little dissenting opinion here. Yes, we do. I want to be able to explain Measure 1 to a friend. Can you summarize it for me? I can, but not at this very moment. Stay tuned. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcast to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.